1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Barbra Streisand got a Lifetime Achievement Award from AFI, the American Film Institute. And she, of course, of not only the great film career, but the great singing career. Roland Schwinn is our next guest. He's the publisher of Streisand Enthusiast Magazine, kind of an unusual effort. And he's at his office right now, I believe, in Hermosa Beach, California. Roland, how are you doing?
Very well, Phil. Thank you.
A magazine, these fanzines that are dedicated to single artists, this is not an unusual thing.
No, these are very much a part of the American literary, the American periodical scene. The magazine that we publish, though, Streisand Enthusiast, is a little bit unique.
Tell me how it started.
I had a sense of one weekend talking with Don Muehlman, who publishes a series of celebrity-style magazines, that a Barbra Streisand magazine covering every aspect of her singing career could be shared by the many millions of Barbra fans the world over, and would act almost as a clearinghouse for information on Barbra's wonderful, wonderful musical career.
And now I noticed...
Hold on for just a moment, Phil, because...
All right.
I want to tell you the best part. The best part is that it is a monthly magazine, so Barbra fans do not go for a long time without an update, because even though she claims she's retired, we always believe Barbara's got... one more show in her, and we certainly hope that's the case.
All right. Now, I noticed, because she won a Lifetime Achievement Award for her work in films from AFI, for her work in movies last night, I noticed that there is nothing in your magazine about her film or stage career.
That's really an area, Phil, that I'm not comfortable discussing.
Why?
Well, I don't know how you tell someone you love, and we all love Barbara, and we have all loved Barbara for many, many years. I'm not sure I know how you tell someone that you love that there is something about them that you are truly revolted by. And that is...
Revolted?
Well, and Streisand fans the world over, that would be her stage and film career.
That you're revolted by.
I will ask you, Mr. Henry, how do you tell someone that you love, please, Barbara, just sing? She can't act. She can't direct. When she opens her mouth to talk, the sound that comes out, really, it isn't her beautiful singing. It's the braying of a fishwife. How do you tell her? And that is...
So in your magazine, you only deal with her singing career, and in point of fact, you don't like her film career.
We have the latest developments in where her concerts will be, and we will be doing, and hopefully she will be doing more shows. We all know it. All of my subscribers know it, and hopefully, you know that...
Do you have actual knowledge that she'll be doing more shows?
I can't imagine her staying off of the singing stage. Her singing is beautiful.
And well, getting back though to the AFI award, the film award, what would you say is her strongest movie? I mean, you say you're revolted by her.
She can't. I don't. Why do you want to talk about this? She can't act.
Well, in the opinion of a lot of people, she can.
In the opinion of a lot of people, she can. Let me answer that question with a question. Who do you think is more suitable to judge Barbara's career than the fans that she has, those of us who spend our money to go see her and buy her albums and, in point of fact, subscribe to Streisand Enthusiast Magazine?
But if she's given an award, why would AFI give her a Lifetime Achievement Award?
You know, Phil, there are a lot of reasons in Hollywood why awards are given out. And one of them has to do with the one hand washing the other syndrome. I'm sure there's something that they would eventually like from Barbara, but you asked me what her best film is. Trying to figure out her best film would be like trying to choose between, please forgive me, but it would be trying to choose between being stabbed or being shot.
That's how bad, Mutt, you can't stand, you don't...
The message that I wanted to give tonight, being on your program, Phil...
But you really don't like her movies.
The message I wanted to give was, and this is from all of Barbara's fans, Barbara, just sing. just sing and don't talk, don't act. Get out of here. Don't, you know, just...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Roland Schwinn from Streisand Enthusiast Magazine. She got a Lifetime Achievement Award for her film work. And Streisand Enthusiast Magazine, and Mr. Schwinn, and you claim you speak for her Streisand fans, you don't have anything about her acting career at all because you say it sucks.
I'm saying that, yes, to put it crudely, I'm saying that just sing. All we want her to do is sing. She has the most beautiful voice. She has the most marvelous, beautiful singing voice. But we have to look at, you know, the way we were. Oh, boy.
And well, that's a nice song.
It's a nice song. But it was also a movie. And we didn't need that. We didn't.
Is there any one of the movies that she did that you would think is a strong, or do you think everything that she ever did? Let me, as a matter of fact, let me.
No, Phil, I don't. Please don't.
No, hold on for a minute. The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I mean, you don't have.
I don't have any comment, no.
Well, I mean, there was an Academy Award nomination for Lauren Bacall.
Please don't make me go through this, Phil.
So you just love her music?
I love Barbara's music.
What about Prince of Tides?
Christ.
You. What about...
Please.
No, just hold on. What about Nuts?
What about Nuts? I've got two between my legs. How about you?
That was a movie that she did.
I know that. You know, Phil, in other words, what I'm saying to you is what millions and millions of Streisand fans have been trying, and if you say Yentl, I'll bleed from the eyes. Please don't...
What about Yentl?
All right.
Oh, so he hangs up. Mike, the guy hung up. So now you got to get him back on the line and tell him I'm sorry. I wanted to get a guest on who knew about Barbara Streisand's work. You said this guy was the publisher of a Streisand Enthusiast magazine, which is wonderful. Thank you very much. I didn't know the guy hates her movies. So you need to get this guy back on, or if he doesn't want to come back on, then screw him, okay? But I do want to go through this list of movies. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We were talking to Roland Schwinn, who's the publisher of Streisand Enthusiast Magazine, a magazine for Barbara Streisand fans about Barbara Streisand. But the magazine, curiously, and I noticed this because the reason why we wanted to talk to him, she won an American Film Institute Lifetime Achievement Award, and there's nothing in the magazine about her film. Okay, here. All right, Mr. Schwinn.
Yes.
You hung up on me.
I apologize, but I was asking you if you would please not put me through that. And I specifically said, please don't say Yentl. And you asked me about Yentl.
All right, I won't ask you about that film. Can I ask you about her as a director?
She's horrible. She's terrible. She's never done a great... There's never been a movie the woman's ever done that was any good.
And even if you were to...
Well, okay, wait a minute. You're going to say Funny Lady, right?
Yeah, Funny Lady. She got an Academy Award.
Phil, at that particular time, they didn't know what to do with the Academy Awards. Dustin Hoffman and John Voight tied for an Academy Award. They were giving them out to Oliver Twist, the movie. Oliver. They didn't know what they were doing. And I can't answer for Hollywood. If they think she's a great actress, they think she's a great actress. This woman can't act, can't sing, she can't direct. She can't make movies. Let's talk about what she can do, and that's sing on a record album, sing for CDs, sing for the public.
Did you see her concert?
I wouldn't have missed it, and it was only by sheer coincidence that I did have to miss it, because my son was graduating from a DARE program that night. Otherwise,
so you did miss her Millennium concert?
Yes, I did, but I heard it was terrific.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So this guy doesn't think Barbara Streisand is a good actress or a good director or anything. She sucks as far as he's concerned. She's just a good singer. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449. What is this? Now, is this you playing this something in the background? Roland, you there?
Yeah, so I'm right here, and the music you're listening to, turn it up a little bit.
And what is that horn, okay?
That's my car alarm.
Well, you're blowing the effect of this song because I can hear your car alarm, okay?
Listen to that. That's wonderful. Why would anybody want to go and see her in a movie? That's the whole point that we try to tell the rest of the world.
Look, the problem here is...
Barbara, just sing. Don't act. Don't direct. Don't do the stage. Don't... And shut up about politics, for God's sakes.
You know what? In a lot of ways, you may be articulating what a lot of people feel about Barbara Streisand when it comes to politics, but could you turn the music off, too?
I'm sorry?
Turn the music down.
Is that better?
That's better. But when it comes to her movies and what...
This is what makes this woman great, though, this music, Phil. No one should have to... It's difficult for me to say, but no one should have to look at her. And
Well, she's going to go out into a nightclub, and she's going to do her performing. Isn't she? She's going to be on stage. Okay.
One of the problems that we found out is that children cry when she opens her mouth and no music comes out. In other words, when she talks, children are crying.
Do you like her?
I love her.
Well, good Christ. Everything I'm hearing about you, talking about her, man, has to do with how she... Nobody should have to look at her and...
Just all we're asking her to do is shut up and sing. What's wrong with that? And yet she can't even do that. And just listen, Phil.
Very special person.
I agree, man. It's really beautiful, okay?
Isn't this wonderful? And then you know what I do is I put my finger on the record and I speed it up. Just to...
Okay, great. Hey, listen, you have to move out of your office, okay?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It's somebody in my office.
Well, then turn the music up or something.
Isn't that wonderful? Could you guys do that somewhere else, please? Thank you. My car alarm.
Just turn the... Get out of that office. All right. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I don't understand what the big deal is. Eminem is who he is. He's going to say what he says. But to
That's
put
right.
down GLAD in the gay community... Then you know what GLAD has done for us. If you're a true gay male and you've been out for all of
eight. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I'm a gay man.
Okay,
I'm a gay
what
journalist.
If you have gay journalists? You're a journalist. Whether you're straight, gay, it doesn't
but
matter.
But I'm a gay journalist.
Okay,
in
you've
that,
been out all of
I
8 months, and you say you speak for the community.
I write
the community
gay
is behind
way.
GLAD.
I write in a gay way, and the community's GLAD. I don't think the community's behind GLAD because Elton
and
John
the community
and me,
is behind you. I mean, we have to deal with enough. Crap.
Are you gay?
I'm lesbian. Yes, I
All
am.
Right. Well, do you
openly
you
lesbian.
Conduct your life? You conduct your life in the best lesbian way that you know how, right?
Absolutely.
That's, and I'm trying to be as
but
gay
not
as
by
I can
putting
be.
Down my fellow gay and lesbian.
Well, here's the thing of it is, Niecy, and I, you know it's true. I know it's true. We might as well let all the straight people know. Lesbians and gay men don't get along.
Sure
and we,
they
and
do.
We never.
Sure they
don't
do.
Lie.
According
don't lie.
To who?
Don't,
you've been out
gay
all
men,
of 8 months, and gay, you speak for the community?
Exactly.
I don't think
well, that,
so.
That was the point I was trying to make. You don't speak for the community.
Wait a minute. You're straight, Phil, so what do you know?
Well, I just...
You don't know anything. Now,
I agree.
I'm
he
gonna,
doesn't
no.
know anything. There's no way he can speak for the community.
I will tell you this, Niecy. Gay men can't stand lesbians.
According
and
to who? You as an individual? You've been in a life for 8 months.
I've been out of the closet for almost...
And you speak for the community? I think not.
I've been out for over 7 months, yeah.
7 months? Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when you get 10 years under your belt, then you talk about
knowing
the community. 10 years. 10 years. The community needs to unite and come together as one.
How long have you known you were lesbian?
10 years.
So immediately you came out?
Absolutely. Why
okay.
not?
Well, what do you think? Well, I mean, I'm proud of you. That's great. It took me longer because I'm in a high-profile profession. I just can't come out of the closet like that.
Okay, but okay. if you are in such a high-profile profession, then you know that it is important for us to put a face on who we are.
The
we have
people,
to come out of the closet. We have to unite.
Wait.
How dare you come on the radio and put down GLAD?
Well, I'm
How
not putting
dare
down GLAD.
You say
I'm just
you
saying
speak
that
for the community?
It's painful for gay men to be around lesbians for any length of time. It just, it hurts.
I disagree.
Physically
I disagree.
Hurts.
I have tons of
First
gay
of all,
the,
well,
male friends.
Sure,
I have
they say
brothers
that, to
that
you.
Are gay.
Yeah, they say that to you. I'm sure
and
they
you
do.
Speak for the community. You've
I'm
been out 8 months and you
all
speak
I'm
for the community.
Is Eminem
do you not
is awesome.
Know the struggle that we're enduring? for you to come out and say something like that,
see
you're
what
going
I mean,
against
Phil?
Everything
here's
that we fought for.
Here's a lesbian that won't shut up. This lesbian won't shut up.
Well, you won't shut up either.
Because I have a stupid man. It doesn't matter about your sexuality. The things that you're saying doesn't make any sense.
All right, what do you think of Eminem?
He's an artist. What he says
he's
and
good,
what he does is beyond
he's good.
Me. He's
and
an artist. Yes, he's gay bashing. Do I think that he should be protested against? Absolutely not. But would I allow kids
and
to...
There, and out on the street was Glad embarrassing all gay people with a bunch of
they were
of
not
old
embarrassing,
dykes and
sweetheart.
Queens.
They were showing pride.
By the way, Patricia Ireland, she's not out of the closet, is she? And yet she's standing there, the dyke that she is, talking about...
Oh, wait a second, okay? Don't start outing anybody or...
Well, she's standing right there. You know, and all I'm saying is...
Who, Patricia Ireland?
Yeah. Look at Eminem.
You do not speak for the community. I assure you, you do not speak for the community.
Oh, but Glad...
You have no idea how much damage you're doing by going against Glad. Do you understand the struggle that we're trying to overcome?
I'm trying to speed it up.
Do you even comprehend that?
I'm trying to speed the process up.
How are you speeding it up?
We
have to unite.
By coming out with some honesty. Gay
what honesty? It's hatred. You're doing the same thing that Eminem is doing.
What am I doing?
You're saying...
spreading hate.
No, I'm not. All I'm saying is something that every gay guy knows. We don't like dykes.
What gay guy? Who? You? You're
me
one who's been in the community for 8 months. What have you done?
There's
what
a friend
do you
of mine,
know of our struggle?
Ron Berenger and I ran into some dykes the other day. It was horrible.
Okay, that doesn't mean that they're all bad.
Excuse me, Mr. Straight Man. Butt out.
Okay. It has nothing to do with sexuality.
Well, I'm telling you, I would have gone down to the Glad protest, but the smell...
Okay, now you're really...
No, I'm being honest.
Just like you couldn't write about it because you were on vacation, now you couldn't join in a demonstration because of the smell. You seem to be a man with several excuses.
Ma'am, let me ask you this. Is it necessary for dykes not to shave their legs?
Anybody got an answer to that question? Well, I don't know. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Barbara Streisand got an AFI award. You know, when I saw that, I remember thinking exactly what Mr. Schwinn was mentioning. She's a great singer. How many movies did she do exactly? So I had to go on AFI and look it up, and there was a lot. And I don't know if I'd seen any of them. Well, I did see Yentl, only because I was forced into it. And Funny Lady, I hear, was great. But anyway, isn't she a singer or is she an actress? Or is she both? Maybe I ought to look in that 20 questions, animal, vegetable, or mineral. Hey, why don't we enter in Barbara Streisand in that 20 questions and see if the computer can actually find out who we're talking about. Can they do people? Can the computer cannot do people? How about if I just mean singer? See, this computer, this 20-question computer, you think of something, and then it'll ask you 20 questions and come up with the answer. You don't think Barbara Streisand's in its database, huh? Animal, vegetable, mineral. What's an animal? Is it something that you can play with? Well, you know, James Brolin can, you know, slap it around. No, anyway, screw it. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, they've named a freeway overpass for a Survivor contestant. 16 contestants, as you know, divided into two teams, blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy, Roger Bingham, he's known as Kentucky Joe on the CBS show, was honored Tuesday by Governor Paul Patton in the state legislature for his participation. Patton admitted he hasn't been watching. I don't know how much you, I don't know that much about the show, but I know you can't tell me if you survived. Well, whatever. They named a freaking freeway overpass for a guy on Survivor. Okay. Craig, you're next, man. Yeah, there's hope. Phil Henry Show. Show.
Oh, Bobby, you need to get a life.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a life because the captain's table, first of all, she's not going to knock any dishes over because you're served at the captain's table.
There's a buffet.
Not at the captain's table.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think you got your facts straight.
I don't know what cruise you went
on. And it doesn't matter. I've been on five. Mm-hmm. I've been on five.
Mm-hmm.
And discriminating against
this
girl.
Did you sit at the captain's table?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, one time we were invited.
How old are you?
56.
That's very unusual.
Why?
For someone that old to be allowed near the captain, isn't it?
I think you're very jealous of this girl.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean allowed near the captain, but I meant at the captain's table.
Why? What does age have to do with it?
Well, because generally my understanding is, and Bob Pohl over at the cruise lines told me that only people of high moral standing are allowed.
Well, that's why probably we were invited.
Mm-hmm.
We have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also seen people sitting at the captain's table licking their fingers.
Yeah.
So they're not all as high standard as you think. They have a lot of money, but they don't know how to act. You, on the other hand, need to get a life because you're very jealous of this girl.
No, I'm not jealous of 170
pounds. Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, you are, because she ruins everything you do.
She always ruins everything.
You need to get a life.
She ruins everything.
What does she ruin? Because she's heavy?
Yes, because 170
pounds. Well, what does that have to do with your life? What does that have to do with you?
Because this is our third annual Winter Tacular. We warned her last year. She knew she'd be wearing something sheer.
So she doesn't have to go if she doesn't want to go. And if she wants to go, she should be allowed to go, and you should honor her to be there.
But do you think it's fair for her to wear something sheer at 170 pounds? Everyone's going to see her at the dessert buffet.
Well,
everyone will see her at the cotillion later on.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
much do you weigh?
I am 5'5". I'm 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I work out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personal trainer.
And if she chooses not to, then that makes her a bad person?
Our Winter Tacular involves our executive council and the fact that we all work very hard on our morality throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask the lady what her name is? What's your name?
Wait, Steve. Bobby's either going to talk to her.
Well, this is Steve Dooley. I'm Bobby's husband.
Yes.
You said you're 56?
Yes.
And do you look it, or? Because I don't know.
Yeah, real good.
Well, no.
I'm size four.
Size four.
I work out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
And I work every day.
Did you go to the captain's table?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she's been at the captain's table.
That was a very nice. It was not like sleeping in the White House.
Was it in the Caribbean?
You people probably haven't been doing a whole lot. If you're going to compare that to the White House, you people haven't done too much.
Let me ask you something. Nothing. I saw last year. Sandy ate gravy with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
The cream sauce with a straw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Why does that?
Okay.
If you're not doing that, and now you think that's very wrong, you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care what she does?
Because I'm at the captain's table. We represent the executive council of the Western States.
But it's not you doing it. Are they going to look at you and say, "Oh my goodness"?
No, but it reflects badly on our cotillion committee. It reflects badly on our landscaping committee.
Wait a minute. It's the executive council and the landscaping committee?
Phil, we are a community, and we're very moral. I'm a size 2.
It doesn't matter what size you are. You have no heart.
Okay.
You have no heart. You're cold.
Cold?
Cold.
Steve,
your organization
should
throw you out.
No, you're red hot, baby.
They should throw you out.
You should ask my husband whether I'm cold or not.
They should throw you out. You're
throw
a disgrace.
I am
never
the president
heard
of our homeowners association.
Talk about anybody like that.
Really?
And you're
supposed
to be her friend.
Thanks to me, they've opened the bougainvillea phase. We have 15 beautiful new homes.
Well, why don't you concentrate on that instead of concentrating on the other girl that you're harassing?
My wife can't be thrown out. She's the president of the Homeowners Association.
Oh, no wonder.
She can be voted out.
Okay,
she can be voted out, can't she?
I understand it all now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it all. It's either your way or no way.
I am Western Estates. I'm not just the president. I am Western Estates.
Oh, well, that's
oh my God. Well, Heil Hitler.
You're coming off the way you are, then.
What did you say?
I said
come off the way you do.
What did you say?
I said Heil Hitler.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand.
You don't know who Hitler is.
Yeah,
they need
to click their boots when they're around you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They really do.
Is that bad?
That's a disgrace.
Is that bad? I don't
know. And I'm glad I don't know anything about your organization.
Thank you very much.
Because I ticket you so bad.
You don't know. You pick it up. They should put down the sandwiches and go to the captain's table.
Okay.
They don't have sandwiches at the captain's table.
My understanding is they are going to serve sandwiches.
Well, that must be a lower life group.
We're going on a cruise soon, too. Hey, by the way, 3 weeks into its brief life as the alternative to the slower-paced National Football League, the XFL is going in the toilet. You guys still want those tickets? XFL, seriously, do you? XFL is going into the toilet. They had 15 million viewers the first week out, second week 6.5, third week only 4 million, which is lower than the 7 million they got for the NBC Saturday Night Movie. I'd much rather watch football, but that's just me. So I got season tickets. Why? That's just another great move that Phil Hendry's made.
Yeah, this guy is a joke, man. I mean,
I'm a joke. Are you a football fan?
No. Yes, okay. I'm very much a football fan.
Which team is in Kansas City? Which team's in Kansas City?
The Chiefs.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they've been here ever since I've been around. But what I'm saying is this guy's got a heck of a story, because if your wife and another woman are, to use the vernacular, getting jiggy with it in front of you while the football game's on.
That's right.
That's a bigger football game than what they got on TV. Sorry, that's a whole lot more fun than what the football game's going to be.
Word up.
I mean, I mean, please.
Let me tell, what's your name, Jim?
This is Jim.
Okay, Jim, I take my football very seriously. I don't know about you, all right?
You
live in Kansas City, so unfortunately you had a bad year with
your team. They sucked this year.
All right,
they had a bad completely.
But I can tell you this. I take my football seriously. When I have the Super Bowl number 34 featuring Art Modell's Ravens against Wellington Mara's Giants.
Right.
And my wife is embarrassing herself with a strap-on.
You're embarrassing yourself by not taking advantage.
Taking advantage of what? I don't understand.
What her and this other girl is doing, that is... Any football fan in the world, that's going to be their fantasy.
Now you sound like my wife.
Sound like your wife. Well, your wife is probably a, she sounds like a fun gal in my book, so,
Watch it, pal. That's my wife you're talking about.
Wait a minute. The guy's simply pointing out something to you.
He's saying, so what you're telling me is, if I'm getting you correctly, I'm supposed to get up out of my chair, and I'm supposed to go over to that bed and take my clothes off. Is that
it? If you're any kind of a man, brother, that's what you're going to be doing. Huh.
Boy, I feel sorry for you.
Hey, man, don't feel sorry for me. I'm white and 21, man, so don't feel sorry for me.
Oh, so you're the greatest football game of the year, and your wife is embarrassing herself with a dildo and a...
Okay, we got the story, all right?
Man, that's a bigger football game than any football. See, there's going to be more Super Bowls. But a chance like that only comes along once in a lifetime. And I've been married to the same woman for 15 years. So.
I don't get what you're saying.
You don't understand what this guy's saying.
No, I do not.
If you've got a chance to do two women at once, you're going to watch football instead of do that. You got some problems, brother.
I don't get it.
He's telling you that if you
didn't get it,
your wife, your wife, and another.
Are you being smart with me? Is that it?
Yeah. Yes. Certainly.
My wife.
You've been putting down women the whole time.
Wait, I'm not putting women down. I'm saying I don't want them.
I've been married to the same woman for 15 years. I have seen women do some weird stuff. You got to have your priorities straight. A crazy football game. Okay, it's a great game. I love to watch the men get out there and bust around.
You think it's a big thing. They had on a couple of teddies and they had this strap on. Big deal.
Well, yeah. Well, if they weighed 595 pounds apiece, it wouldn't be a big deal. But,
No, they're actually about 120 each. Why?
Well, it's...
How big is your...
My wife's about a 42D. Why?
Oh, come on!
Yeah. What size my wife is? She's...
My wife's a 42D, and...
Come on! And you'd rather watch the Ravens...
See, this is
What are you guys getting at?
What are we getting at?
Man, you have no feelings. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I just turned 37.
I'm 38 years old, man. I'm a year older than you are, and they wouldn't have to worry about it. She wouldn't be standing there more than 30 seconds before the clicker's in my hand, it's off, and I'm doing business. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I just want to be clear. You're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Your wife comes in with another girl, and they're both in teddies, and they've got a strap on, and you'd rather be with them?
Yeah, damn straight.
Phil Hendry Show. By the way, we looked up Barbara Streisand on this 20 questions. I asked the computer's asking me 20 questions. What am I thinking of? And I'm thinking Barbara Streisand. So the computer's asking me, is it classified as animal, vegetable, mineral? I put animal. Does it have a voice? Yes. Does it have four legs? No. Is it native to North America? Yes. Is it an operation? No. And now it's asked the question, can it live indoors? And I've answered yes. I'm going to see if the computer can guess Barbara Streisand. I'm bored. Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, I'm completely outraged with what you're saying. Ma'am, are you a Christian?
Died,
are you a Christian?
And you are saying that they are not loved by God? What kind of a human being are you?
Are you a Christian?
And you think you are loved by Jesus Christ?
Are you a Christian?
I do love Jesus Christ, and he has never said a human being is not worth it because he doesn't believe in it.
If a Christian woman has relatives who are widows, she must take care of them and not put the responsibility on the church. That is in Timothy. That is chapter 5.
You know what?
My head is on my shoulders.
This is not about religion. People have died, and you
yes,
don't have the sense.
That's right.
You will burn in hell.
I will burn in hell?
You.
No, because
I
Jesus,
guarantee you.
God is going to come back and is going to judge you, Nikki.
God never condemns any one person.
But he,
God never
no,
does that
No, he
to
condemned
anyone.
About 10,000 of them all at once.
God
is that what you're saying?
God created all men.
God
all
created
men.
All men.
Jewish, Christian, and if you were an educated man and had studied Buddhism or Muslim, you would know
all
that
I need to know is one religion. All
Jesus
I need
Christ.
Is Jesus. All
and
I need is Jesus.
In all of his
all
beliefs.
I need. Mike, you tell Phil if these people keep laughing at me and make a fool of me, I'm going to sue the show.
I'm suing the show for letting them such an ignorant person come on the line.
You know, lady.
Like that. I've had three people
I don't need
die.
No.
In this earthquake, and you're coming down and saying they don't believe in God, or they've been condemned with God.
You had two people die in this earthquake?
I had three of my cousins die in this earthquake.
Were they Christians?
Does it matter?
Well, I just want to know whether
they're...
I just want to know where you ought to send your mail.
They believe in God. They believe in God. No matter what kind of religion they have.
Well, they died in this earthquake. I bet you it's pretty hot for them. It might be hot for them right now. All right. Nikki, I'm sorry, I gotta go. I hope. Now, you should read the Bible.
I have read the Bible. Why don't you try to read the Quran?
Oh, that's a lot of gobbledygook. That's a lot of gobbledygook. That's a lot of gobbledygook. What do you mean about white rice? What do you mean eat white rice? What are you talking about?
Please.
Quit with your starch.
There are people like you that make this country the way it is.
Oh, I eat brown. Yeah. I eat brown rice? No, I don't. I eat Uncle Ben's converted. I don't have none of that brown rice, none of the Buddhist brown rice. I will only eat the bleached rice. So anyway, this is wrong what we do to people on this show. It's just wrong, but funny. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
I think it's worse for a woman to take the life of a child. Much worse than for a man on a Friday night, he get all liquored up, maybe he not knowing what he's doing, he lay down with another man.
Pastor Reddick, you are wrong.
Wouldn't you say
God don't categorize sin
on
different kinds of pedestals. You are wrong, see? You must preach the word as it's written. You're not supposed to take away or add, and you are taking away and adding, and the Lord said, woe unto you.
Whoa. Now, hold on just a minute.
You can't grow an inch, and you can't take an inch. Now, you know better than that.
I ain't talking about taking an inch. I'm talking about maybe taking 4 or 5 inches on a Friday night. Now, listen to me.
Look, at all of that crude humor isn't going to get you anywhere.
I'm trying to loose. This sister wants to get all angry at me.
I'm not angry. I'm disappointed in you.
If you know
anything about God, you know better than what you're talking
about. Well, I know that. I'm just trying to say common sense would tell
God is no respecter person. Now tell me different.
God loves you. And God loves me.
And I don't care.
Okay.
He will forgive you for every sin you commit except for blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And that's denying that Jesus is his son. Now you tell me that's wrong.
I ain't saying Jesus is his son.
Commit abortion,
I never said
that.
I know that Jesus is his son. But we don't know nothing about Jesus' orientation, do we?
Yes, we do.
What?
We know
don't
he's
know
past
he's...
finding out.
We did what?
He's past finding out.
Okay, right now.
He is from the earth.
Is he straight?
Wait a second.
Is Jesus straight?
Well, that depends if you mean that in a coy way or not.
I'm just telling
because
you.
Because nobody can define God and nobody is infinite.
In a coy way. Look, if I tell these fags that God hates them, they'll repent and return to the flock. Now, ain't that a good thing?
There's no difference in a fag than a liar and a backbiter, and no difference in you.
I can't make them see the fag and
bad information. Well, because what you're teaching people is against what Christ and His Son, which they are three in one.
What you
have, I have been to you. Are standing the vocation by which you were called.
What the hell
if
movie you
are?
You,
you must have just went.
You know something? You talk about three in one. You
must have
went.
You must have wasn't called.
I think there's some guilt in your soul.
No, sir. I know the Lord, and I know what His Word says.
You never had a coat hanger between your legs.
Me.
You never had a coat hanger between your legs.
Okay, that's way, way.
It don't matter what I had between my legs.
That's way.
I tell you right now that I would much rather have had a man.
And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't about no money. And you wrong about that, too. You can't be bringing people in there and targeting people to get money for supporting this ministry.
All he's going to do is go out and
buy all about hell.
Oh, wait a second. Don't you think it's better he give me the $50 and pay some boy?
No, because you an Antichrist.
Antichrist? Holy Jesus!
Yeah!
I put up the whole big shot. I try to make people back to Christ!
And you know, Phil is right. You know, you're being all flamboyant to draw attention to yourself.
That's exactly right.
You are overboard!
Hold on. I'll take it from you. But this dumbass talk show host, this guy's the dumbest guy.
You keep on saying that, but you know what? You are so wrong. This man
you
is
know
so
as well as I do. This
literate
man,
and he is
dumbest
man
right, man.
Is good.
But wait a minute. I didn't know anything about the Bible.
Now, hold on. You're the dumbest, Henry. I don't mean anything about it. You are the dumbest white man that I've ever talked to. You didn't even know John 3:16.
Yes, I did.
Because you've seen it in a ball game.
It doesn't matter how he's seen it. He saw it.
All right, so I don't
and
read the Bible all that much.
He knew it was the Word of God.
Where's your hip, man? You've got to get a little more education.
All right,
no,
so I got to read.
He's a dumb white man.
Look it. Maybe I need to read the Bible.
Read the Bible. You ought to sit home all week long and read the Bible.
I think you need to put your Bible away, Minister Reddick.
Put it away?
Yes,
I'll
sir.
I'll never put it away. Not as long as I got dumb crackers like Henry to talk to and get on his show.
You know what?
Look,
I think you're going to a menopause. Because, you're talking like a fool.
I'm talking like a man.
You're talking like a fool. You know how Joe's wife was when he went through all of them troubles that he had?
Who?
She talked real crazy, too.
Who?
Joe's wife. You know, she couldn't understand why he was staying firm on the Word of God with everything going on in his life.
Look, I think, Melissa, you made a very, very good series of points. And
oh, the crackers weighing in.
Phil Henry.